Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media, the king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being here. Very excited about having a good friend, Barbara Friedberg, back on the show. Barbara is CEO of Wealth Media Company. She's the author of Personal Finance and the Encyclopedia of Modern Money Management, and she's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, Barbara Friedberg. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. It's great to be here.
You're always welcome here. It's good to have you back. So, okay, you're tracking the stock market, the markets pretty closely. They're still going nuts, aren't they?
I am. And they are valued very, very high so that any little piece of economic news may cause a little bit more volatility than we like.
Why do you think they're so high?
Well, I think a lot of the reason is that there's really no place else to put your money to get a decent return today.
Including in the world, not just the United States investors, right?
Well, yeah, they've gone up pretty much in the world, but I personally
No,
think,
I mean we've become a safe haven for a lot of other money.
Oh, absolutely. With the world being very tumultuous and interest rates so low, investors who want to earn more than zero on their money are finding that the stock market is one of the few places to go.
Yeah, but aren't you worried that we're getting close to becoming the greater fool now?
What do you mean by that, Jim?
Well, you know what the greater fool theory that former chairman Greenspan talked about. The last guy who bought before the collapse. Every time I buy, I'm hoping there's a greater fool who buy higher so I can sell and make a profit. And the greater fool is the one who bought last.
I do think the stock market is overvalued.
Yeah,
I think it's really at a peak. It's not like it was in 1999 with stratospheric valuation.
Oh, the dot bombs blew that way out of proportion.
Yeah,
There is real value behind these stocks, no question. The question is, how much are they valued?
Well, and the reality is, what that suggests is not that you run because you think we're due for a crash, but what that means is you don't want to have all of your money in the stock market. Just keep a portion of it there and keep the rest in bonds or in cash. And
real estate.
And real estate, absolutely. Real estate is fabulous.
That's my go-to investment.
Yes, real estate is absolutely wonderful. But, you know, real estate's volatile, too, and it's not as liquid. So diversification is key. And just realize if you need your money tomorrow, you don't want to be in the stock market. You want to be in cash.
Right, exactly. Well, I'm just concerned that it's an artificial level because of the money the Fed's put into the economy that never got out of Wall Street, that basically got sucked up by the major corporations and they allowed them to borrow the money to buy back shares, to consolidate, and I've got a little bit of a chip on my shoulder, Barbara, because these corporations have been able to drive their values, their bottom lines, and drive their share values through what I'm calling financial capitalism, not market capitalism. And they've left the marketplace, which is where small business owners are planted in the ground. And so we're left out here to do the best we can with the economy that we have. Consequently, we've got this picture that's all wrong. An economy that sucks and a stock market that's going through the roof. What's wrong with that picture, Barbara?
Well, I think there's a grain of truth to what you're saying, but there's also the other side, which is the economy's not horrible. We are growing. We're not in a recession.
Barbara, 1.2% for the second quarter, 0.8% for the first quarter. The previous two first quarters in 2014 and 2015 were negative. That's not a growing economy.
it's growing very, very slowly. And it's unfortunate that due to, and I will definitely give you that, the 2007-2008 recession was clearly driven by the manipulations of the big corporations.
That's right.
And there's no doubt about it. The evidence is extremely clear.
Somebody should have gone to jail, Barbara.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you. More than one person should have gone
to jail.
That was not fair, and it was an abuse of the public and the big corporations. Yet, getting the economy back on track is not a simple prescription.
But Barbara, we should already be in an expansion. We're barely in a recovery. And I tell you what, I blame it on Washington. I blame it on Wall Street. I blame it on two things: Wall Street's financial capitalism in Washington, any business policies coming out of Washington. That's where I lay it. Hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. I'll let her rebut that after these messages. And we're going to talk about women. What do women know about investing that men don't?
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.